opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It is Monday again, and a beautiful day, even though the weatherman predicted rain today, and personally, I'm a little ticked off at the weatherman right now because all day Thursday and Friday, they were predicting 100% chance of rain on Saturday, right?
Yep.
And I had some things planned that I wanted to do, but because of the forecast of rain, I changed the plans. I got some honeydews accomplished, so maybe it isn't all bad in the long run, but I didn't get to do what I wanted to do, and it dawned on me. You know, I used to say that media weather person was entry level for politician because it teaches them to lie effectively, but I've kind of revised that after this weekend, after the meltdown of all the mainstream media over this shooting in the Jewish synagogue. I think now that weatherman is actually entry level for a CNN or MSNBC reporter because, boy, if you want to really know how to lie, they've done a fantastic job this weekend of misinforming the people. And we're going to talk about that a little later, but, I want to start off here, with the local election. Now, we're only 8 days from the election. So if you have not voted yet, you need to get those ballots marked and get them returned.
And remember to sign those ballots.
Sign the ballot, because if you don't sign it, it will not be counted. That's very important. But something happened this weekend, right? I became aware of something that happened, and I think it's important. Caddy McEwen gets about 75% of her funding from Portland and from out of state for her campaign. She raised over $860,000. Think of that, folks. $860,000 for her reelection campaign.
For a seat that pays less than, I think it's about $22,000.
Something like that. Yeah, it's chump change. According to the latest public records on this, she gathered about $538,000 from sources out of Portland. There's a pack up there.
Yep.
And they gave her $538,000, plus she got another $102,000 from out-of-state sources. So we've got a person running in Coos County that's running on money from outside the county. Now, not only that, not only is the money huge, but several complaints have been filed against Caddy McEwen's campaign for violation of election laws. But we haven't heard a single word from the not-quite-daily toilet paper about it. Not a peep. And can you imagine if her opponent, Terry Greer, would have violated campaign laws? My God, it would have been front page news.
Oh, absolutely. They would have hung her. They would have put that ugly picture of Terry. You know, they got that one that Caddy used for that commercial. They would have used that picture and used the same tactic to deride
right.
Terry.
Yeah. Now you've done a little more research on this than I have.
Well, you know, Jim, I'm someone who I'm involved with politics, and I've got my own political action committee, and I have to follow the rules or I get fined.
Right. Yeah.
So recently, I just did a commercial here on this station, the broadcast, Bicoastal Media, and my political action committee, the Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance, we decided to go ahead and buy a commercial for Terry Greer.
Okay.
And I'm sure many of you have heard that commercial. And Terry didn't even know about it. And one of the reasons she doesn't know about it is because my political action committee cannot coordinate with
the candidate. Yeah.
Political Action Committee. And the reason is because they don't want people filtering money from one political action committee to another political action committee to hide the activity of the first political
right.
action committee. So when I did my commercial, I didn't bother telling Terry. It ran for about a week last week. Terry didn't even know anything about it, and I've been working on her campaign. I've been making phone calls and all that good stuff. And she showed up at the meeting on Thursday night for the local Republican Party, and she didn't even know. And I explained to them that I did the commercial for her, and the reason she didn't know is because of the law that I just cited to you.
Campaign laws, yeah.
Well, here's the funny thing about Catty McEwen's campaign. She's got a treasurer there by the name of Jeff Green. Jeff Green is an interesting character because he runs a company called CNE Enterprises. CNE Enterprises is basically a campaign management company.
Right.
And so back in 2016, he bought that company from another person. And the person that he bought it from, he didn't pay them the last payment for the business. And at the time, this was in 2016, he was hired by Governor Brown's campaign. And he also at the time had about 11,000. Oh, let's see. Let me read the title of Willamette article. It says the handling of a campaign contract raises ethical questions for Governor Kate Brown. Brown's campaign tried to fire a contractor, that's Jeff Brown, linked to the governor's chief of staff, and it didn't happen. And what was going on was the chief of staff was pumping money into this political action committee, once again coordinating the governor's campaign with the political action committee.
With the PAC, which is illegal.
Which is illegal. Now, this is in 2016. Now, you bump this up a couple of years, and this same Jeff M. Green, just last month, and this was reported in the Oregon Catalyst, they had a campaign fines for a campaign that he did on an initiative. And what had happened is that he was working against one of the initiatives that is on the ballot, measure number 104, and he is against 104 because, you know, it benefits,
of course,
you know, it benefits him. And so he allowed the transfers of $70,000 to $100,000 respectively from the political nonprofit of Our Oregon and to his political action committee, Defend Oregon. And so that money was also then refunneled into another committee that created a website called Stop Terry Greer.
Right.
Now, this is a whole separate political action committee ran by Jeff A. Green, who is taking money from different unions and other political action committees to run a website to deride and destroy Terry Greer's campaign, while simultaneously acting as the treasurer for Catty McEwen's political campaign.
Right.
So to me, and I don't know how he's getting away with this, that's total coordination between political action committees.
It is.
And if you don't understand this is what's going on.
Well, wait a minute now. This is Oregon.
Right.
Where all state-level officials except one are Democrats.
Right.
So they could get away with it. In the real world, it's illegal. But in Oregon, if you're a Democrat, you can do whatever you want.
Now, lucky for us, we do have Richardson, who's the Secretary of State. He's the one official you were talking about. And he's the one, his agency will be the ones who are handling the legal actions against him if it goes to legal actions. Right now, it's just a fine by the Secretary of State.
Right.
So hopefully we'll get some justice out of our Republican Senate, our Secretary of State. However, I don't know if people know this, but Mr. Richardson is suffering from medical problems.
Yes, he's got severe
brain cancer.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good for him. And this is another reason why we need to vote for Newt Bueller, because the next governor will appoint the next Secretary of State. And that's why we need a Republican governor. And I suggest all of you get out there. But the point is that we got this guy, Jeff Green, who's the treasurer of Catty McEwen's campaign office, who's also running political action committees that are attacking his opponent, and they're supposed to be completely separate entities. And that's what's going on. So not only do we have, you know, what did you say, 75% of the money?
75% of her funding comes from Portland and from out of state.
So not is she only taking money from people who do not live in her district, the majority of the money that she gets, but she's doing it in very, as far as I'm concerned, criminal ways. It's corrupt what she's doing.
Well, it's highly questionable at the very least. The other thing she's doing that when I saw this, I thought, boy, this is a real act of desperation. She sent out two pieces of campaign literature with little Peter DeFazio endorsing her.
You know, I haven't seen this because I don't live in her district. I live in David Brock Smith's district. But, yeah, you were telling me about that. Tell us, how did that come about?
Well, apparently she's desperate. So she's enlisted little Peter DeFazio to vouch for her campaign and to endorse her. But don't forget who little Peter DeFazio is, folks. This is a guy, he voted for Obamacare. He voted against tax cuts. In fact, if you look at his voting record, I have done this, and I invite everybody to do it if you're in doubt. Get online. You can pull up little Peter's voting record. Pull up Bernie Sanders' voting record.
Right.
They're identical. They're both socialist pieces of crap.
And in almost all those bills, 90% of them died.
Yes. Yes. But DeFazio hasn't done squat for us in all these years. He comes and, you know, they talk about crumbs. He gives us crumbs. He's rated as one of the most ineffective people in the U.S. Congress. And he's been rated that way for 20 years.
You know, what really ticks me off about Peter DeFazio is ever since I've known him, well, yeah, he lies, but, you know, I expect that from most of my politicians today, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But he comes here and he talks about the dredging of the ports every year. And, you know, we're talking, there's a port maintenance fund. It's a federal fund that they're supposed to take money out and dredge our local ports. Well, he's part of the people who've been raiding that fund for over years.
Yeah.
And then he comes back here, tells us he's going to fix it. He's going to stabilize it and make sure it doesn't get raided again. And then he never does it and goes back to Washington and sticks his hand back in the jar.
Well, and you know, not too long ago, as he was lamenting the forest fires and everything. Well, go back and look at his voting record, folks. He voted for every one of those enviro-wacko bills that created the situation with the fire load, and we can't fix it because of him.
So talk about desperation that Catty McEwen would actually align herself with that socialist commie, little Peter DeFazio, shows you the desperation that she's willing to go to. And if that's the values of rural Oregon, then we've got a lot more problems than we thought. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's one other point I wanted to make, because I noticed on her TV commercial, she's running a commercial that tries to make Terry Greer look really bad. They talk about moving education funds to Portland. Let me explain to you exactly what that is, folks. Terry Greer came out and said she supported school vouchers.
Right.
Now, the reason she supports school vouchers is to give every child an equal opportunity to a good education. So we already know that the public schools in this state suck.
Right.
I mean, that's the best thing you can say about them. They suck. We've got one of the lowest graduation rates in the entire country. And most parents want to do the best they can for their children. They want their children to get the best education available, and they're not getting it from the public schools. So Terry Greer came out and said, okay, I support school vouchers. In essence, a voucher is a partial refund of your tax money,
right.
So that you can take that money and spend it wherever you want to get your child educated.
Attach it to the kid is what they're doing.
Basically, yeah. And granted, most of the private schools in this state are located in Portland or the Portland area.
But that's only because the nature of the beast. It's a city,
yeah.
Right.
It's a high population density.
Right.
So that's where they locate.
And
so what Terry Greer has done, she's telling parents, she says, okay, I'm going to support school vouchers so you can send your kids someplace where they can get a good education. But if you listen to the McEwen campaign, you would think that she's just taking the money away and giving it to Portland for whatever reason, and that's not the case at all.
In fact, it would create more opportunity for us in the rural area to have other choices, because private schools might open up if they knew that they could pull in those extra
voucher money.
Yeah,
if they can make some money.
And that's what you want. I want a teacher who wants to make money by teaching my kid because I know that she has an incentive for doing her job.
Right.
Unlike today where they get paid whether your kid can read or not.
Well, hell, they can even go out on strike for as long as they want. And they still get paid.
They still get paid.
Yeah.
And you know, this is what kills me is they call these people our education provider. This is an argument that I got in with one of the agencies that I deal with for my insurance. She kept asking me my health insurance or my medical provider. And I said, I don't have a medical provider. She's a, who's your doctor? And I told her my doctor. She goes, he's your medical provider. I go, no, he doesn't provide me medicine. I pay him for a service just like my mechanic.
That's
and
right.
He does a service for me at my behest. He doesn't provide jack to me, okay?
That's
so let's
right.
stop this terminology.
Well, this is one of the things they've done across the board. They change terminology to change the meaning, and that's one of the ways they deceive people. We got to take a break here, and if you'd like to join the conversation, I'd like to hear from you. You can give me a call here at 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can even call toll-free at 800-507-5569. And we'll be right back.
RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumion's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Hi, Danny here at Far West Tire and Auto. Do you feel like you're constantly on the go? From daily commuting, dance recitals, and weekend adventures? I'm sure your tires have never let you down, but that much time on the road can cause some wear and tear on your tires. It might be time to consider upgrading to Nokians. With the 50,000-mile warranty on select Nokians, you can hit the road in style. So stop on by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. We do have a caller. We've got Roger from Coos Bay. Roger, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just going to comment on this voting situation in this country. I believe I talked to Rob a couple days ago about this thing with the ballots, how the signatures have to match. Well,
right.
I went over to the courthouse today and ask them why they rejected my signature, and I got this weird, convoluted answer about they have handwriting experts, and they have to match them up, et cetera. And I said, oh, okay, fine. So we straightened that out. So when I got back, I called up to Dennis Richardson's office and talked to a lady there, and I thought it was interesting that they're so concerned about people matching their signature. But when I asked her, I said, well, what keeps illegals from voting because there's no proof of citizenship.
Right.
And she came back with, well, if they do that, then they're breaking the law. And I said, excuse me, but they're already breaking the law because they're here illegally.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a no-brainer.
If they don't enforce it, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when I talked to them over the courthouse, I said, so if I had a Hispanic-sounding name and I wrote down the name exactly the same way twice, you wouldn't question the signature, but because I've been voting for 20 years and I have bad arthritis in my wrist and I don't write checks, well, we have a handwriting expert. So God knows who the state is getting. But I've noticed that it's getting so bad in this country, I Googled it about a week ago. Do you know how many states actually require you to prove you're a citizen before you vote?
No, I don't off the top of my head.
Eight.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, wait. That's unconstitutional. They're violating the rights of those poor black people in undisenfranchised persons in their states. I don't know how they can do this.
Well,
and of course, a lot of times when they come up with these scams, I heard this morning that in San Francisco, where they've been allowing the, undocumented to vote.
Right.
They've spent $30,000, $6,000 a person, and only got 45 or 49 people to register to vote on the school board.
No, it's for school districts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I saw that. I thought, well, you know, I don't talk much about California because as far as I'm concerned, California is a foreign country. Whatever they do, they can do. I don't care. I don't go to California as much as possible. I will not buy anything that's made in California. I don't like California, and I don't make any bones about it. If you want to live in a socialist republic of California, fine, but I don't want to participate.
In fact, we want build the wall at the California-Oregon border.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We need to talk to the president. We need to move federal troops along the Oregon-California border.
That's what I wrote into the world on Saturday. I wrote in a paper, like a letter, and I said... if people want Portland to turn into Frisco and this state to turn into California, then keep voting for Kate Brown. Otherwise, think of something different.
Exactly. Well, I've said it before. I think Newt Bueller is a piece of crap, but he's not Kate Brown.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best thing you can say. He's not Kate Brown. We know what Kate Brown is. She's corrupt. She's... well, she doesn't really give a rat's behind about the people of Oregon. All she cares about is her own political power, and she's demonstrated that over and over. So,
but she has supplied clean needles to all the junkies.
That's right. By golly, I forgot about that.
And she has us paying for the college education for illegal aliens. And,
oh, yeah. Well, and Catty McEwen voted for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Mentioning that Catty McEwen, I told Rob here a couple weeks ago, I've been getting flyers from her campaign. The first one showed her father and her mother, her parents as war veterans. And I thought, well, what the hell does that have to do with her? Then the next one, it showed her kneeling next to an elk, like, I'm a big hunter, so I'll protect your gun rights.
Yeah, except she didn't. That's another lie. She voted for 917.
But the thing is I saw that picture of her with the elk.
Right.
I question on whether she really shot that or not. I want validity on that.
Yeah. Well, it's neither here nor there. The fact is, she's not telling the truth.
Right.
And that's what we really need to focus on, the fact that she's not telling the truth.
In fact, Jim, we were talking about this during the break. The CNE Systems, that's the company that's ran by Jeff Green, who is Catty McEwen's treasurer. Well, the reason that she hired Jeff Green and the reason Kate Brown hired him in 2016 is because these guys are known for their dirty deeds done dirt cheap kind of routine.
Right.
And see, the reason that they hire him is so that these guys can file this information late, and they already budget the fines into the budget. So that's already budgeted in, and they don't want their opponents to know what the campaign's up to, so they use this third-party person, which really isn't a third-party person because he's part of her candidate, her campaign. And so they use him as a way to disguise the bad things that the campaign is doing or the things that they don't want their opponents to do.
And they want to, well, it isn't to keep it secret from their opponents as much as it is to keep it secret from the voters.
From us, right. So their opponent can't tell the rest of us what's going on.
Right, so the opponent can't tell the truth.
So the people should be thinking, you and me, Jim.
Are you guys implying that Democrats are dishonest? Am I hearing this right?
Implying it? Hell, I got it tattooed on my chest.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for the call, Roger.
It was
great. Bye-bye. You know what? Let's take another break now and give something away before I start on the next subject, okay? This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend, one in Walmart, one in Reedsport, and... The owner of those restaurants, he lives here locally. He's one of my friends, one of my shooting partners, actually. But he wanted to do something to give back to the community. Now, he does a lot. He's active in a lot of civic things. But he wanted to do this just as a thank you to the people of this area. So he's authorized me to give away some goodies from his restaurants.
You know, I bet his business goes up during campaign season because those campaign workers, we can't go home for dinner and stuff.
Yeah.
So we eat a lot of fast food, a lot of McDonald's. Thank you, Clark.
Yeah. Anyway, I have a certificate for one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal. That's a whole meal. It's great if you got kids. Here's one for one free dessert of your choice. Another one for one free small McCafe beverage of your choice. And another one for one free breakfast sandwich of your choice, as well as a sheet of coupons that are on various products. It's basically buy one, get one free. And I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3, and you win all these freebies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. What's one of the first things that needs replacing on your car? The windshield wiper blades, and not usually from wear, but from deterioration because of the elements and the environment. Sun, even chemicals in the air and water can deteriorate wiper blades. Now is the time to replace streaking, chattering wiper blades. It's important to see clearly when it is wet out to keep you and your family safe and avoid accidents.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive to have your wiper blades replaced today. They'll make sure your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 3rd year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And, of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now, you get 40% off 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Now, MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, for the last week, we've been treated to the mainstream media blaming Trump for just about everything that happened. We had the guy that sent out all of the bombs, I think 15 total now.
Right.
If you listen to CNN or PMSNBC, you would think that Trump personally delivered those bombs.
Right.
And then we had the whack job that went and killed all those people at the Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh. And again, if you listen to the media, you would think that Trump was the gunman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, I don't know why people are always picking on poor Jewish people. You know, I know the conspiracy theories behind it, but they're probably the most downtrodden people throughout, you know, history. I mean, you know.
This BDS movement was boycott something or other, but it's basically boycott Israel is what it amounts to. That's run by Democrats.
Wow.
They're the ones that are anti-Semitic, yet they are pointing fingers at Donald Trump. And think about this, folks. White supremacist, cultural appropriation, male toxicity, Islamophobia, racists, bigots, liars, homophobes, anti-immigration, and the list goes on, and that doesn't even include the 42 versions of gender that we now have in this country. These are the terms we hear from the mainstream media every day to describe normal people. Think about it. Think about it. This has been going on for some time. The liberal mainstream media has now found a way to publish rants against Trump and his supporters 92% of the time. 92% of mainstream news coverage has been negative regarding Trump and his supporters. Then they all sit back and snivel when Trump doesn't lay down and take it and fires back at their bias and lies. You can't have it both ways. Either quit lying or quit sniveling. You can't have it both ways. Joe Biden called Trump supporters virulent people, the dregs of society. He's talking about you folks. That's smoking Joe. NBC News hid information, intentionally hid information that would have cleared Brett Kavanaugh of all of the rape allegations that were leveled against him, and they sat on it and did not release it. They knew the guy was innocent, but they wanted the dog and pony show. And according to a new study, you don't see this in any of the lamestream media. According to a new study by Yale University, the population of illegal aliens is roughly 22 million. Or twice the establishment estimate of 11 million that they've been feeding us for all these years. And then we have this invading army of illegal aliens preparing to assault our southern border. The media hasn't covered it. Did you know, folks, that alien caravan that's coming up through Mexico, the country of Mexico offered them asylum?
Yep.
And they turned it down. You know why they turned it down? And this is from interviews that were conducted among the people in his caravan. They refused to accept Mexico's offer of asylum because they prefer to come to the United States where they can get free education, free housing, free health care, all at the taxpayer's expense. So they don't really want asylum. They just want to live out of your pocket. And the media, of course, is pulling this crap. Oh, these poor people, they just, you know, things are so terrible in their country and all these heart-stop stories. Well, here's the deal on this caravan, folks. I've done a lot of research on it. I've read literally hundreds of articles watch dozens of videos. The women and children in that caravan only comprised the first probably 10% of the caravan. They
right.
moved all the women and children up
right
to the
up front.
That way all of the idiot reporters go out there and they see all these women and kids. What they don't show you is that 90% of that caravan is made up of males.
Right.
Basically between the ages of 18 and 40 years old. And there are MS-13 gang members, and we know that because of the tattoos that
right,
they all have.
Right.
There are Mideastern people in there, Mideastern males in that age group. They're trying to make us think this is an innocent thing when indeed it's nothing more than an actual invasion.
I saw one news clip where they had all the men in the pickup, and then they were taking the children, and they were lining them around the pickup.
Right.
So all you could see were the children
and
the women. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. And then that idiot Obama, he came out, and he says, well, you know, President Trump's putting these children in cages. Well, and one of the, I don't remember, I think it was ABC, but I'm not absolutely certain on that, so don't hold me to it. But they actually showed pictures of these cages that they're holding the children in at these holding facilities.
Right.
What Obama didn't mention, and the media didn't bother to mention, it was Obama that built the cages.
Right.
It was Bill Clinton that started separating the children from their parents. Obama continued that. Not a word was said by anybody, and then President Trump did the same damn thing, and now Trump is horrible for doing what Obama and Clinton did. Does this make any sense to anybody? Is the double standard blatant enough for you to see now? It just absolutely amazes me how the media seems to think that we're all stupid. Because that's what it comes down to. The politicians and the media think that you are stupid people.
Right.
That you'll believe any line of crap they feed you, and that you'll vote accordingly. Well, they were wrong in 2016. I think they're wrong this time around, too.
Oh, I think they're going to be way wrong. They're going to be very disappointed on election night. And
well, just remember, all these polling agencies, they're the same ones that predicted Hillary is going to win in a landslide.
And, you know, I'm looking at a chart of Trump's approval rating, and Rasmussen has him at the very top.
Rasmussen.
Boy, I get that wrong. And that was at 50, and the lowest is at 43, which is, guess what, ABC News and Washington Post.
Right.
So even by the people who are the most liberal, rate him at 43%, which I believe is what Obama was.
That's about where Obama was right. The same time in his presidency. You know, another thing that struck me, I like to watch these rallies on TV for both sides.
Right.
Because I want to hear what they have to say.
Absolutely.
Obama did a rally where he was basically trashing President Trump and basically all of Trump's agenda. And there's about 2,000 people in attendance
at
that rally. The next day, Trump held a rally in Houston, Texas. It was the largest venue they could find. It would hold 18,000 people. They had 78,000 people try to get in.
You know, I wonder if this is going to affect Obama's speaking tour, because you know how they go on tour, if he's going to...
No, because libs will still step up to the pump
and pay. And they got a lot of money, don't they?
Jeez. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you want to pay to have a lying piece of crap talk to you, I guess that's okay. This is America. And then we got this bomber. There are 15 bombs sent to Democrats. Zero of them went off. They were all crudely made pipe bombs and conspicuously obvious and all easily screened and discovered. You know, I looked at that, and this stunt seems to be designed for maximum political and media optics and not for maximum damage. In fact, there's been a number of reports come out now that the bombs were flawed in a number of ways. They could conceivably have gone off, but it was highly unlikely. And the way they were made, they may as well have had Acme stamped on them. They totally telegraphed the packaging. They used tape and excessive postage and all that.
And we knew they was going to get caught because you can't have a totally assembled bomb without those pieces being traced. They have modern technology. Even the printing on the actual envelope can be traced to the printer.
Yes, yes. You know, it was an amateur operation from the get-go. And none of the packages were delivered to anybody's residence. So, and the guy that's accused of doing, or what's his name, Sayoc or something like that. I don't like to publicize these kind of whack jobs.
Right.
But he even admitted he didn't send them out to explode. He sent them out for political impact. He admitted it. I've got the tape, or a copy of it. All he wanted to do was muddy the waters, and by golly, he did a great job. Now, do you remember that time? It was just 5 weeks ago when the American media was consumed with news that the deadly poison ricin, which even contact with the skin is fatal.
Right.
It was sent to President Trump, Republican Senator Ted Cruz, Defense Secretary James Mattis, the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson. Do you remember that? Remember all the introspective opinion pieces wondering if attacks on the president had gone too far or if claiming that Republican policies kill people might not be an incitement to violence? You remember that? Yeah, me neither. Didn't happen. Democrats have encouraged groupthink, hypocrisy, division, stereotyping, resentment, and the acceptance of the victimhood mentality, and that's all they understand. And have you noticed? The Democrats are not running on anything substantive. Every race across the country, from City Hall right up to congressional races, they're predicated on social issues, nothing that's tangible that's going to actually benefit anybody. It's all feel-good crap. And now we've witnessed a mass murder at this Jewish synagogue, and it's Donald Trump's fault, or the guns' fault, or the Russians, or maybe it was space aliens. I don't know.
Yeah, who are they blaming this week?
I guess it's just too simple to hold accountable an emotionally unbalanced wacko that actually committed the murders. You know, we can't do that.
I mean, they got Madonna. I mean, how much? You know, we got to have our own wackos.
Yeah. And then the media has ignored, and you're going to freak out at this number, folks, because I was freaked out when I did the research and came up with this. The same media have ignored over 600 beatings and violent acts against Trump supporters for the past 2 years, and they haven't reported on it. Now, I want somebody to call me. Call in here and tell me specifically when Donald Trump told anybody to go out and get in people's faces, when Donald Trump told anybody to go out and damage private property, get in people's faces, injure people, when did he do that?
I don't remember that.
Well, the media seems to think he does it all the time, and I have looked and looked and looked, and I can't find a single instance. I can, however, find instances of Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, Maxine Waters,
Clinton,
Hillary, all of the usual suspects. They've actually gone out there and advocated violence.
And
Trump hasn't, but it's all Trump's fault.
Right.
Oh, and Holder, too, you know, Eric Holder. Remember him? Oh, we'll kick him and we'll kick him and we'll kick him. But it's Trump's fault.
You know,
the double standard here just makes you want to scream, doesn't it?
And Hillary, what she said in her interview is that, and when you have someone, and I'm just paraphrasing, attacking your way of life, you have every right to get in their face and stop them. And I forget the
word. I agree with her.
And I agree with her. But remember, we were the ones who went through a transformation. Didn't Obama say that he's going to fundamentally
transform America?
So he's attacking our way of life, and we're responding in kind the way she said we should,
and then she gets upset.
Then she gets upset.
Yeah, it's a double standard.
Yeah, fighting communism's tough.
Yeah, it really is, especially when the communists have the media in their pocket. We got to take another break here. I just looked at the clock. I get on a roll, folks, and I forget to watch the time like I should. So it's my fault. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily, there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, "Man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on?" He said, "I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all."
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Basin Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our Basin Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. We're also going to have hints, tips, and suggestions to help you catch more fish. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, we're going to have something for everyone with guests, call-ins, giveaways, and whatever else I can think of as I head into the studio. Remember, folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m. brought to you by Basin Tackle, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, I just heard the spot for Basin Tackle. If you haven't been down there, that's a great place to go. If you want advice on fishing or anything regarding ocean conditions or basically anything that has to do with the rivers, the oceans, or fishing in general, stop down and talk to guys at Basin Tackle. They're really knowledgeable, and they're really, really nice folks down there. So I don't, because I'm not much of a fisherman, but I know a lot of people are, and if I was a fisherman, that's where I'd be going for my advice. Anyway, just last Thursday, 200 hack journalists signed a letter condemning Trump for what they say is violence against the press. For telling the truth about their lies and deception. That's what it is. They consider that violence against the press when you tell the truth. So, let's go back and look at some of the whining that's been going on the last couple weeks. We got this Jamal Khashoggi that was ostensibly killed in Saudi Arabia, and we now know that he was a spy. He was... And he was not a journalist. He was a contributing writer to the Washington Post. He was never a journalist, even though they've portrayed him as such. He never was a journalist. And in spite of all of that, think about this, folks. The guy was a Saudi citizen. A Saudi citizen. Who gives a rat's behind whether the Saudis killed one of their own people? For whatever reason. Why is that major news? And where in the hell were these same journalists when Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama allowed 30 American citizens, including a diplomat, to be killed in Benghazi and they didn't do a damn thing? Hillary went to bed?
And then blamed it on a video.
And then blamed it on, when she knew that that was a lie.
Yeah. Destroyed a guy's life.
Where's our media on this? You talk about one-sided reporting. I get angry with this. I would like to just snatch up some of these reporters and bitch slap them until their head falls off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Liars. Scum. And while liberal Democrats, the media, and Hollywood are now trying to blame all those evil guns for the slaughter at a Jewish synagogue last Saturday, they've totally ignored the facts. Here's some facts, folks, that you'll never see in the mainstream media, but I've got these documented. I can prove this, okay? Medical malpractice deaths are over 500 times higher than accidental gun deaths. Think about that. You're 500 times more danger going to your doctor than you are in owning a gun.
And that increases when you go to the hospital, by the way.
Yeah, by a factor of about four. According to the FBI, there are more people killed by hammers and clubs than with rifles of any kind. Again, the FBI, nearly four times as many people are stabbed to death than are killed with firearms. When are we going to outlaw knives? When, you know. And, you know, but this goes on and on and on. They continuously lie. They don't tell you the truth. And it's only due to talk radio that people know anything. If it wasn't for talk radio and the internet, the Democrats would have their way. We'd be a population of idiots that are fed crap all the time and believe it because there's no alternative. And they have tried for years to shut down talk radio.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Yeah, the fairness doctrine.
The fairness doctrine.
What they call the fairness doctrine. Well, talk radio is the antidote to the mainstream media. And, you know, for years I've come here, and I defy anybody to tell me any time I've come here and said anything that isn't true. I am very meticulous in my research. And then, you know, we've got this big campaign going on now, and it sounds like everybody from city council all the way up to U.S. senators running against President Trump.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
It's all hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. And yet, well, I'll save it till after the break or at the top of the hour. But I got some really good stuff here, folks, so hang with us. We'll hear from some of our great sponsors. We're going to hear more lies from lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, suffer through it, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. There's something coming up that people need to know about, and I'm going to let Rob tell you about it.
Well, you know, they've got this thing they called a smart meter that has been being used all over this country, and the reason that they're using in the electric companies is they want to get rid of a lot of these employees, and the best way to do it is automate them out of their job.
Right.
And so a lot of people are a little bit worried about these smart meters. I really don't know much about them, but I want to learn more, which is good because in Coos Bay, or well, actually not in Coos Bay, there's a smart meter town hall happening this Thursday, November 1st at 6 p.m. in the North Bend Library, and that's on Sherman. And let me say that again, a smart meter town hall Thursday, November 1st, 2018 from 6 to 8 p.m. in the North Bend Library. And the reason that it's so significant right now is that in Bandon, and I believe in North Bend and Coos Bay, all these cities, the electrical companies, which are public utilities, are putting these new meters on houses. And if you want to opt out, they're going to charge you for it. So we think that's a little bit forceful.
Well, and there's a lot more to this than meets the eye.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been studying it a bit. The best I can say, we're going to do a show on it in the future, but I want to wait until after this meeting. But I urge everybody, go to the meeting.
Yep.
You're going to find out that this is not as it's being advertised. And for people with health problems, this has a tendency to be, literally, it could be fatal.
And you know, we were talking about these things. They emit microwave signals, and they use microwave radiation to attack people in the military.
Yeah.
They've got weapon-grade weapons.
It's basically the same thing that the military uses for weapons, and they want to install this on your house.
On your house, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, the first...
at North Bend Library from 6 to 8 p.m. That's this Thursday, November 1st, from 6 to 8 p.m. in the North Bend Library.
Yep. You know, with all the whining and finger-pointing, and of course the press is so highly offended because Donald Trump refers to the press as the enemy of the people, well, let's define that a little bit. Let's see, they lie to the people on a regular basis. They mislead the people on a regular basis. They support people that shouldn't be supported, and they oppose people that should be supported. Yeah, I don't know of a better definition of enemy of the people. And then when Trump tells the truth about them, then they freak out. You can't have it both ways. Either start telling the truth or quit sniveling. And as far as the economy, you know, have you noticed that the liberals have pretty much stayed away from the economy in their campaigning?
For good reason.
For a very good reason. President Trump has broken more economic records in his first 2 years as president than any president in history. And his foreign policy successes are just impressive, just as impressive. Now, I have seen in the Not Quite Daily toilet paper, and I heard in a news report Friday from ABC News, that only the wealthy benefited from Trump's tax cuts. That, yeah, only the wealthy. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the average worker's pay has actually risen much faster than CEO pay. And a new U.S. Census report says the Trump economy is lifting fortunes of Americans at every income level. And the U.S. right now, the United States is the only improving economy in the entire world. So again, they're lying. They're flat out lying. We've got a roaring economy. It's the first time in a decade that manufacturing jobs are finally coming back. North Korea stopped launching missiles. The war on terror feels like a bad memory. ISIS is no longer lighting people on fire. Putin's adventurism has been halted. The rule of law is returning to the Supreme Court. Somebody's finally paying attention to the plight of the working class. And all they can do is snivel. We're out of the Paris hoax treaty. And they remember all the doom and gloom. Oh, my God, we pull out of that treaty. It's going to be the end of the world. Well, guess what? Last year, U.S. emissions of carbon dropped 3%. While the rest of the world's emissions increased by 1.5%.
And don't they say that we only have 5% of the world's population, but
yeah,
we use the majority of the energy? Well, we must be doing it very efficiently.
Yes, we must. And, of course, the Iran deal is dead. You know, we're not funding the Palestinians. We're not transporting billions of dollars, pallets of cash, to terrorist countries. The media are finally being treated like the Democrat operatives that they really are. The Obamacare mandate's dead. Black and Hispanic employment's hit record lows. And it goes on and on and on, folks. It goes on and on and on. Look at that. Look at all those accomplishments, all the substantive accomplishments. And tell me again why I'm supposed to give a rat's behind about Trump's style, because really that's what they don't like is his style.
Right.
They can't argue against his accomplishments, and by and large they don't because they know it's a loser. So they go after him for style. And we have a caller. We have Haven from Bandon. Haven, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, did you see Obama this weekend criticizing Trump and everything he's doing and then taking credit for the economy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wasn't that great?
What a shameless, bald-faced, lying piece of crap.
Speaking of that type of people,
okay.
I'm sure you heard about DeFazio getting the state to have these little ballot initiative things set out because his name was missed.
Oh, yes. He's got his nose. Well, I think they printed his name smaller so it would reflect his status as little Peter DeFazio.
It shows his significance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the question I had on the page is why would anybody fill out the blank next to his name to begin with? But today in the mail, at my house and at my place of business, I was under the impression they were only sending out those little flyers for the number of ballots that were sent out.
Oh, no.
Okay. Because somebody told me that, and I've found it interesting because I've gotten so far today 8 of the little flyers.
Oh, no. They're sending them out to probably every address in the entire county just to cover
basically.
Their butt. Yeah,
basically.
Okay. Well, who gets to pay for that?
You do.
You do.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure, you know.
Well, yeah. You've got way too much money, Haven. Yeah. We need to do something to make sure that you don't have too much.
And that's
what the Democrats are doing. That's what little Peter's job is, to take your money.
And, you know, it also, I didn't see the flyer. I must have missed it in my mail. But does it have his name on it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's free advertising. That's free advertising that we're paying for.
Yes, yes. And don't forget.
The one that I have is from the courthouse. And on the back side of it, yeah, it's got his name on there.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget, it was little Peter DeFazio's attorneys that set up the Independent Party of Oregon,
right,
which is basically just another version of the Democrat Party. So they've deceived all these people. They want to get out of the Democrat Party because they're a bunch of cruds, and they re-register as independents. They're still in a Democrat Party because this is nothing but a scam that was set up by little Peter.
Well, isn't it amazing that just so happened every Democrat on the ballot, allegedly, is for working families?
Yes, which is a communist organization. If you look at the Working Families Party, they're nothing but a bunch of commies, and they even openly admit it.
Isn't the mafia Working Family?
Yeah,
they're hoping that people aren't going to research that, and some idiot filling out his ballot is going to look at it and go, oh, Working Families, oh, he's for me.
Yeah.
That's why they put that name on there.
That's right. Well, they chose the name of their party to try to lure people in and think they were really for working people, and they're not for working people. They're the Working Families Party is actually for the establishment elite.
Right.
They're actually against the working man, but they'll never tell you that.
It's like the Independent Party. I had a friend who just called me up and said, oh, I registered independent because I was tired of being in a political party. And I said, well, now you're in another political party.
Yeah.
And I had to explain to him.
Yeah, that was set up by little Peter DeFazio.
And he's all, well, what? I thought I was independent. And I said, no, you're in a party. Now you got to register non-affiliated.
Non-affiliated is the only way to get away from the crap.
It's kind of similar to the minority communities that don't want to participate in graduation, so they're going to have their own participation graduation because they don't want to be grouped in with everybody else.
Yeah, well,
that used to be segregation, but, you know.
Well, not anymore. We've changed the terminology, Haven, so they can get away with anything they want, and it's perfectly okay. But if you were to go out on the street and say something untoward about somebody, the full power of government would be down on you.
Right.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for the call. You have a great day. You know, style over substance. That's all that they've got to hang on Trump. They whine and they snivel continuously, but that's all they've got, style over substance. This is the only thing that this stupid whining from the media is all about. Trump's enemies in the deep state, the establishment media, and those never-Trump Republicans can't touch Trump on substance, on his undeniable accomplishments. So they're using anonymous sources and their own self-regard to try to con us into believing that style is the only thing that matters. You know, well, he doesn't kiss the right butt, so he's not one of us. So let's talk about Trump's style and his temperament and his approach to the rule of law, our vaunted institutions and the First Amendment. Has Trump bet subordinates over the Resolute desk to use him as his own personal humidor and then committed perjury? No, that was Bill Clinton's style. Think about it. Has Trump weaponized the IRS against the American people? Left Americans to die in Benghazi, run guns to Mexican drug lords, and spied on the national media? Oh, no, that wasn't Trump. That was Barack Hussein Obama's style. Has Trump politicized a funeral to fuel his petty grudges? No, that's John McCain's style.
Yeah.
Has Trump launched a war with no end game? No, that was George W. Bush's style. Has Trump been caught off guard for no less than the fall of the Soviet Union and 9/11? Did he sucker us into an endless war because his intelligence was junk? No, that's the deep state's style. Has Trump laundered money through a law firm to hire a foreigner to approach the Russians so they can fill a dossier with lies as a means to rig an election? No, he hasn't. But that's Hillary Clinton's style. Has Trump lied to obtain warrants so he can abuse his power to surveil and spy on a presidential campaign? No, that's the FBI's style. Has Trump called for violence? You know, I asked in the first hour, would somebody call me and tell me anytime that Trump's advocated violence? Nobody's called. So that's CNN style. They're the ones. And the Democrats, of course. Does Trump oversee an institution riddled with rapists? No, that's Hollywood style. So.
And their modus operandi.
Yeah. Is Trump in charge of an institution that covers up for and enables sexual predators? No. That's the establishment media's style. Does Trump stand silent as his audience boos rape victims? No, that's Jake Tapper's style. Those guilty of these things want to overturn an election because Trump refuses to take their crap. And he enjoys cheeseburgers. He fires off tweets that haven't been focus grouped. He wants to kill the monstrous Bashar al-Assad in Syria. He protects our borders and might even have diddled a porn star 13 years ago. So what?
So what?
By the way, you haven't seen or heard this in the lamestream media, but the court threw out Stormy Daniels' lawsuit against Trump, and the court ordered her to pay the court costs and all attorney fees. Didn't hear about that, did you?
Nope.
And this is a first in world history, folks. It's a first. This is probably the first time in history that anybody got a refund from a prostitute.
You know, that's really Trump's art of the deal, right?
Yeah. Boy, you talk about knowing how to deal.
Man, that's good. Getting your money back from a prostitute.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, all I know is this.
Satisfied guarantee.
For the first time since those airplanes hit the World Trade Center 17 years ago, Trump has at long last returned America to peace and prosperity. That's something that's so rare that I don't think anybody under 30 years old even remembers what it's like. So I'll tell you, I remember peace and prosperity, so I recognize it when I see it, and I see it now. It's long overdue and it's hard earned, and the guy that deserves the most credit for delivering it, all I can say is God bless his style. And damn the hysterics trying to con me into caring about anything other than the substance that his style delivers. You know, I didn't vote for a priest.
Right.
You know, I voted for a CEO, somebody that would run the country for the benefit of the people of the country. And Donald Trump has done that in spades. You don't even hear the libs trying to argue against his accomplishments. They bypass that completely, and they focus all on their butthurt because they didn't get their way. That's the bottom line. The media and the liberals are nothing more than a bunch of sniveling, whining little kids that didn't get their way, and now they're upset. And they don't just blame Trump, folks. They blame you. If you voted for Trump, you are just as much at fault as he is. And don't ever kid yourself that you're not. If you don't think so, go out and wear a T-shirt with Make America Great Again.
Right.
And see how long it takes for some idiot to come up and make a comment. I wear a MAGA hat. And I do it intentionally to piss off the liberals, and I don't care who knows it. And I've managed to do that, and I'm quite happy about it.
I think we're going to have to get you the new hat. Keep America Great is the new hat. Maybe we'll all have to chip in. And
well, I'll get another one after the election.
There you go.
Okay. But I made a list of some of the things the Democrats are promising to do if they're elected. As I've mentioned several times during this show, they have nothing to run on. They can't run on anything tangible of anything of substance, so it's all whining and sniveling. So I made a list. It's the usual mix of authoritarian socialism that you would expect from them, because that's all we've seen under Obama. Number one, single-payer health care. Isn't that great? And only one payer. And I suppose one payer won't be any of us, right? In reality, all of us who pay taxes will end up being the single payer in single-payer health care.
Right.
Congressional Budget Office estimated single-payer health care would cost $33 trillion. Think about that. $33 trillion. Who in the hell's going to pay that?
Well, and I like their argument is, oh, but we're going to stop. We'll save money from preventing all those deaths. Well, people aren't going to stop dying because they're getting better health care. You're still going to have to pay for the dead.
Well, yeah.
I guess maybe they're going to get a hole there.
Well, what they should really be calling it is single doctor health care.
Yeah.
Because once health care becomes free, demand's going to overwhelm supply. It always does.
Look at
Cuba. Look at England. Even in Canada to some degree, where everybody has a right to health care. But very few are going to actually receive it under their program. So that's a scam. Democrats are using the high cost of health care as one of their campaign issues. But just remember, Trump and the Republicans tried to overturn Obamacare. It failed by one vote. That was that idiot John McCain.
Yep.
And no, I don't feel bad about calling him an idiot, because he was. Just because he's dead doesn't mean he's any less stupid. All Democrats voted against that repeal, including little Peter DeFazio. That's why health care costs keep rising, because we still have vestiges of Obamacare, and that's what's driving the cost. And, of course, they're pushing for a $15 minimum wage. If 15 bucks can improve the financial stability of families, why don't we make the minimum wage 30 bucks an hour, even 100 bucks an hour? Why not? Democrats act as if the obvious job losses from cutbacks and automation are non-existent, even though there are numerous examples in places where they've already enacted the $15 minimum wage. Seattle comes immediately to mind. They had a mass exodus of a lot of what they call the lower-paying jobs. They moved out of the area so they didn't have to pay it. And a lot of people ended up unemployed because of it. Boy, that really helps people, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And then they want to repeal the Trump tax cuts. Democrats always feel that wage earners are greedy when they ask to keep more of their own earnings, you know. And that one's income and not one's property, and one's property should be allocated to the government. That's what they really want. What they really want is for you to go to work every day and turn your paycheck over to the government, and then they, in their infinite wisdom, will determine how much of it you get to keep. And, of course, you're not allowed to have private property, because you may do something on private property that they disapprove
right,
of.
Right.
So we've got to abolish that as well. So a loss of property rights, so is a loss of rights every bit as important as freedom of speech, association, and the right to bear arms. But they don't care. They want to take your property and your ability to use your property as you see fit. And then they talk about, and this is one of Bernie Sanders' biggies, free college, free college. They use the terminology debt-free college, but all that is a contrived name for totally free college. Colleges produce Democrat voters almost as reliably as illegal immigration does. By having the government pay for it, Democrats are getting taxpayers to pay to create more Democrats. Really, that's kind of brilliant on their part.
Very good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then the net neutrality thing. We've heard a lot about that, and most people don't understand it. So I'll give you an analogy. Netflix uses a ton of bandwidth, a ton. When you stream videos, you use up bandwidth like crazy. Craigslist uses almost no bandwidth. According to Democrats, both of them should pay the same cost of Internet access.
Right.
It's almost like passing a law saying that customers in stores should be charged the same price regardless of how much or how little they buy. So if they had their way, you go to the grocery store, you pay a flat amount regardless of how many groceries you put in your cart.
It's almost like the single-payer plan that they have for health care. It's just single-payer plan for your internet provider.
Yeah, yeah. And then they want to do a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Does anybody remember Obama's infrastructure plan? It was basically nothing more than a payoff to unions and bureaucrats and other Democrat Party interest groups.
Yeah, yeah, Jim, I was getting ready to say, I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah, well, remember the shovel-ready jobs that didn't exist?
Yeah.
Well, this is another plan to raid the treasury at taxpayer expense. That is another one of the Democrats' brilliant ideas. And then defense cuts. Democrats want to shift money away from national defense to fight global warming. Oh, my God. We are in such danger. Global warming is going to invade the United States and enslave all of us, according to liberals. Seriously, I'm not making this up, folks. Instead of defending the country from real enemies, these people want to spend money on combating mass hysteria that they've created. And it's all nothing more than a huge scam. In fact, there are two new studies that just came out in the last couple weeks that I've been reading through and making notes on. I'll do a future show on it. But both of the studies are consistent in that they show that this man-made global warming crap is just that. It's crap. It's based on fudged figures that were made up from nothing. And one of the things I remember off the top of my head, they showed some tropical area, I don't remember where, someplace in the South Pacific.
Right.
They showed that for 8 months, they had a high temperature of 0 degrees.
Right.
In the tropics.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of crap that they use to come up with this global warming scam. They also want to limit executive compensation. You know, how much money should a CEO make? Democrats say that they know best how much senior executives in the private sector should earn. They certainly know how much they should earn, having set their own salaries, so they're something of an expert on that subject. You know, they fleece the people all the time, and they don't believe that people should be paid commensurate with how much they make for
right,
the company.
Right.
And then the global warming tax. Democrats want a tax on energy consumption to fight global warming. The theory is that if the American standard of living can be dragged down low enough, there will be less energy consumption, and the imaginary dangers of global warming would be reduced as well. You know, this is basically nothing more than mental illness.
Right.
But these policies all have different names, but the results are all the same. Less freedom, more confiscation of your money, more confiscation of your private property, and more government interference in our daily lives. That's what the Democrats are offering. And I don't care if you're voting for a city councilor or for a United States senator. You remember, if you vote for a Democrat, this is the crap you're voting for.
Right.
Okay? So there you have it. That's the Democrat platform, regardless of what they say. And then we got people like Katie Eyman, who believes that Obama is responsible for our roaring economy. You know, anybody that stupid should not be in public office. We've got Katie McEwen that's voted with Portland over 90% of the time.
And gotten 75% of her money from there.
75% of her money from there. Just who in the hell does she really represent?
Right.
It isn't the people here. She doesn't represent my interests. That's for damn sure.
You know, I like the commercial where she says, I have a family. I'm a fourth generation of a family who lived here. Well, great. It's nice.
So what?
So what? If you're representing Portland, what does it matter how many of your relatives live here?
Yeah. I wonder how many family members she has that live in Portland. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to take a break here. And I skipped one break, so we're going to have to combine a couple. It's going to be a couple of minutes, folks. So stick with us. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire. Or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. Sometimes deer like to jaywalk, or even once in a while a basketball forgets to look both ways before bouncing across the street. When those moments happen, be ready for the stop with the Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, a tire design with more performance in mind. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, I don't tell people how to vote. I try to give people valid information because I believe that all of you listening to me are smart enough to make your own decisions. I don't need to make your decisions for you, but and that's a good thing because I'm barely qualified to make my own.
We don't want that responsibility. And, you know, I've actually had people almost hand me their ballot and ask me almost literally, hey, could you fill this out or tell me how to vote? And I'll tell them, no, I can't do that for you.
For the last week or so, I have been inundated with phone calls and emails predominantly on the ballot measures. People just don't understand them. They don't understand the ramifications, and they want me to tell them how to vote, and I won't do that.
Right.
I will give them the pros and cons of each one, let them make their own decision. But, you know, there's a lot of reasons, even though I'm a registered Democrat, why I can't vote for Democrats this election cycle. And I'm going to cite some examples. I made a list here, and some of them are, you know, you may think some of them are a little hokey, but this is my thought processes, okay? So take it as such. I believe that Jesus, America, and capitalism have been the three greatest forces for good in world history. It's really kind of a no-brainer to me. I also believe that an attractive woman posing with an AR-15 beats the hell out of a screaming feminist in a pink vagina hat 100 times out of 100, you know? Yeah. You can't believe the Believe All Women movement or the Believe All Men movement. I have chosen to believe the evidence movement.
Yeah. Believe nobody until they prove it. Yeah.
Show me the evidence.
Right.
I think it's wrong and disgusting to harass people in restaurants and at their home just because you disagree with them politically.
And dangerous.
And if you block traffic to get attention for your cause, whatever it may be, I'm not going to be on your side. It's really that simple. If you can't conduct yourself in a civilized manner, stay the hell away from me.
I can already hear that incursion. You explaining to the officer why you put it in reverse once you ran him over. I can already hear that conversation.
Well,
he was protesting, and, you know.
I got confused.
Yeah.
I also think that immigration's only good for America under certain conditions. The number of people coming in each year needs to be controlled, and it needs to be reasonable. Immigrants should be able to support themselves without getting any taxpayer money. They should be screened for communicable diseases and for criminal background, and we should heavily emphasize assimilation into the American culture. Right now, the liberals, with their asinine multiculturalism, have done more to divide this country than anything else I can think of in my 71 years of life. Multiculturalism is a wedge to divide people, period. You're either an American or you're not an American. It's really that simple. And I think you should laugh at the idea of white guilt. People shouldn't feel guilty because of their race or sex or something their ancestors did. It's just like, you know, libs are talking about, well, we got to pay the black people reparations for slavery. I thought we already paid them with a half a million dead people fighting to give them their freedom.
Well, first off, I would be more than happy to pay reparations to any slave who was a slave during time of slavery. If you're still alive, we'll all get together and pay you reparations.
Yep. I would be
Let
happy.
Let me know.
And Obamacare has driven health care costs through the roof and made premiums a lot higher. And it's hurt the vast majority of middle-class Americans. I've got one friend, she just turned 62. She wanted to apply for Social Security. Her Social Security check is just enough to cover her Obamacare premiums. Think about that, folks. That's what the Democrats and Barack Hussein Obama did for us, including little Peter DeFazio. I think that looting is wrong, period. 100% of the time. Unless there's a zombie apocalypse, of course. Is there a zombie apocalypse happening right now?
Well, Anybody in here know? I was watching the Democrats together, and I kind of thought they were zombies, but then I realized they were just Democrats.
Well, I was wondering, look at Portland with their Antifa. Don't forget, Antifa's backed by the Democrats.
Right.
So they think that looting's okay, and personally, I think if you loot, if you injure people, if you loot businesses, if you damage private property, you're a piece of crap. You deserve to be in jail.
Whatever happens to you, you deserve to get, right?
That's it. I also believe that there are two genders, and you can't change the one that you're born with, no matter how many surgeries or hormones or weird pronouns that you apply to yourself. You are still genetically either male or female. And I also think that those genders should use different bathrooms and shouldn't be competing against each other in athletic endeavors. There's a deal right now. Some guy that claims he's a woman won a major bicycle race against other women.
Uh-huh.
Well, what the hell did they expect? He's genetically a male. He's physiologically a male. Regardless of what he thinks he is, he's obviously a confused idiot.
You know, that's like someone pretending to be mentally challenged and joining the Special Olympics thinking
right.
that they're going to win, which is stupid because those guys are really good. So I think it'd be funny you'd watch an average person lose to a lot of mentally challenged people. But, yeah, there are people out there like that.
I worked with some of those folks for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, they may have what we call disabilities, but a lot of them are far from stupid.
You know, Janie German's daughter is, you know, she has this, you know, has mentally disease, and it's hampered her, but she lives on her own. She supports herself. She has her own job. And when she was out getting petition signatures, she could sit there and argue with anyone just as well as any average person,
yeah.
if not better.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she was pure about it. There was something pure about it.
Well, I think true mental illness is being a liberal.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Savage is right. Liberalism is a mental disorder.
Anyone who thinks you can get free Medicare is definitely mentally challenged.
Yes. And then we got the climate change crap. You know, this is something that happens naturally, and we need decades more of research and scientific advancement before we can even have an inkling of what role, if any, man is playing, and what, if anything, we should do about it. You know, slow this down. Let's do something based on science for a change rather than based on emotion. I think that asking people to show a government ID when they vote is just common sense if you really care about stopping election fraud. I also think that America is not a racist country, or at least it wasn't prior to Obama. America is probably the best place on earth to live if you're a minority. We're the only country in the world that is willing to give up a certain amount of our freedoms and constitutional rights to accommodate these people. And, you know, all these people that tell us how bad America is, why don't we have to build a wall to keep people in? Anybody ever think of that? If we're such a horrible country, why does everybody want to come here?
And the people who say they want to leave, we'd be happy to get rid of them.
I'd be happy to get rid of most of the Hollywood types, but they're all a bunch of liars. None of them left. I think refusing to stand for the flag or the national anthem is unpatriotic and disrespectful, and it harms any cause that it may be associated with. You know, NFL's taking it in a shorts right now, and rightfully so.
Right.
I also think that wearing black masks and committing vandalism and jumping people on, you know, 5-on-1 like cowards is for losers and fascists and criminals. And at some point, normal people need to stand up and start kicking ass. I think we need to have borders. I believe we need to enforce those borders, preferably with a wall. I believe people that cross those borders illegally are criminals who, at a minimum, deserve to be deported. I think people should be judged individually on their own merits, not because of their race or their color or their sexual orientation or their religion or the multitude of other ways that liberals try to break people down. people should be judged individually because we are all individuals. And I looked at the clock, and we got to take a break here.
That was quick.
You got to give something away. this is from a Lucky Star Chinese restaurant. Everybody knows where they're at. They're at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. They're open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday, from 11 in the morning to 9:30 at night. You can dine in, you can carry out, or they deliver. It's a great place, and food's really, really good. But they're offering my listeners their house special dinner. That includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. It is literally a meal big enough for three people, and I'm going to give it away to caller number three at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number three, and you can win this delicious house special dinner from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And I'll be right back.
Oregon, it's Rob from Basin Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, The Basin Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there. Yeah, I left my heart in
Oregon. Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I want to continue my list of reasons why I can't vote Democrat this time around. You know, we don't need to protect people from dangerous ideas. For some reason or other, the media seems to think we need to be protected from free speech. Instead, what we need to do is make a case for why those ideas are dangerous and provide a better alternative.
Right.
You only get that through open discussion. And this is one of the things that every time I hear it, it just ticks me off no end. They talk about oppression. There are no oppressed Americans. Regardless of what they say, the poorest people in this country would be solid middle class in most countries of the world. And I'm getting sick to death of hearing this crap of oppression. There is no oppression in this country. There may be some people that are having difficulties, but you have that no matter what. But there is no oppression by anybody. I also think that taking guns out of the hands of law-abiding gun owners makes us less safe, and putting more guns in the hands of responsible Americans makes us a whole lot safer. And hardly a week goes by that a firearm, well, hardly a day goes by, actually, that a firearm is not used in this country legally to prevent or forestall a crime. Remember, it's only politicians and idiots that hold an inanimate object responsible for human behavior. Of course, when I say politician and idiot, that's kind of an oxymoron. It's one and the same. And then we got this cultural appropriation nonsense. You know, appropriating the best parts of other cultures is a good thing. If you look at American culture, we have elements of just about every culture in the world embedded into our culture. It's a good thing. It's made us a richer country. We have a very rich and interesting culture. And, you know, with Hillary winning the election, losing the election a couple of years ago, it turned out that she was the worst presidential candidate of all time, and Barack Hussein Obama was without a doubt the worst American president in history, although Lyndon Johnson, Jimmy Carter did the best they could to keep up. But I think they can rest easy now because Obama has by far outstripped them. I think slavery is the second greatest evil committed by America as a nation, right behind abortion. We keep murdering people every day. Nobody pays any attention. I think there's no such thing as a patriarchy. In fact, this is probably the least patriarchal time in all of American history. I also think the South's a great place to live. I've lived in the South over the years. It's got just as many great people as anywhere else in the country. And in some cases, you know, when you look at Detroit and Chicago and Pittsburgh and L.A. and New York, Southerners are definitely better people. Trust me on that. I think that liberalism and socialism and communism and fascism and Nazism, they're all branches from the same rotten tree, and they're going to lead to roughly similar bloody and totalitarian outcomes if we give them enough time and power to do it. And this is why I just cannot bring myself to vote for a Democrat, even some of them that I like, because I understand if the Democrat Party gets power back, they're going to trash this country. Look at what they did under Obama. We had the worst economy since World War II. We spent trillions of dollars for nothing. He gave literally pallets of money to our enemies. He kissed the butt of every dictator in the world. He never stood up for America. He always made excuses for America. And that's not what I want as an American. I'm proud of my country. And I think most people are. And those people that keep telling us how horrible America is and all the things that are wrong with America, fine. Get your ass out if you don't like it. It's real simple. Go to some of the places you think are so wonderful and see how well you do there. Most of these dummies running around protesting and shooting off their mouth, if they did that in any other country in the world, they'd either be in jail or dead, and they're too damn stupid to know it, and they assume that the rest of us are as stupid as they are. And I don't know about you folks, but I'm getting real tired of being assumed stupid. Now, you can disagree with me all you want to, but I can document and prove my positions. How many can do that? It's really that simple. I don't have the luxury of having an opinion just because I feel that way. I'm a public person. I speak on the radio. I have to be right. I have to do the research. I have to get the facts. I've been doing radio in this market for going on 25 years off and on, and I've never been proven wrong. I think that speaks for itself. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm trying to point out that when I say something, you can take it to the bank because I have no reason to lie. I don't have any political agendas. The only agenda I have is that I am an American, and I'm a damn proud American. And I'm really, really, really ticked off at all these people that want to destroy my country. And that's what Democrats are trying to do. They'll use a flowery speech. They'll try all the hot words and all of that to motivate you. But don't forget, they are the ones that are lying. They are the ones that are destroying America. And you have a chance to vote. By God, you better do it. Anyway, we're out of time this week. I will be back next week. And until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.